أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We're now in the month of Safar, and this is spelt in the Arabic language with a sad, not a seen. Very often people mistake it and spell it with the seen, thinking it is Safar as in a journey, but it's not, it is Safar. And if you look at Lisan al-Arab by Ibn al-Manzur, he says that it is so named because of the emptying, the isfar of Makkah. That means people would leave because when they travel during this month. It was also said that the month was called Safar because it was a time when after the holy month of Muharram, because Muharram is known as one of the sacred months, the Arabs used to raid other tribes and leave them or empty them of their possessions, sifran min al-mata, that is, they would take all their belongings away, leaving them with nothing. This is during the times of Jahiliyyah, or the pre-Islamic times. Now, during those times, there were also people who had superstitions concerning the month of Safar. They would say that it was a month of bad omens and bad things would happen. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 36 says, إِنَّ إِدَّةَ الشَّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Surely the number of months with Allah is 12 in Allah's ordinance since the day when He created the heavens and the earth, of these four being sacred. So they are all the months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in essence, there is no month that is bad with Allah as such. But it is recommended that in this month that you give sadaqah to the poor. And there is a beautiful dua to be recited every day. I absolutely adore it. As a child, I remember when the month of Safar set in, my grandmother used to recite this. And it's part of childhood memories to remember this dua. And the dua goes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya Shadid al-Quwa wa Ya Shadid al-Mihal. O great in strength, O great in planning, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, O the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, Dhallat bi azamatika jami'u khalkik, all your creation humbles before your might. Fakfini sharra khalkik, Ya Muhsinu, Ya Mujmilu, Ya Mun'imu, Ya Mufdil. Suffice me against any evil from your creation, O the doer of good, O the gracious, O the benevolent, O the bountiful. Ya la ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham, wa qadhalika nunjil mu'mineen. O you who there is no God but you, glory be to you. Surely I have been unjust to myself. So we answered him and saved him from grief, and thus do we save the believers. This is an extract from Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 87 and 88. It is what Prophet Yunus recited in the tummy of the fish. Wasallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. May Allah bless Muhammad and his family, the pure and the purified. And this month we commemorate the Arba'een, the 40 days after the event of Ashura of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We also commemorate the wafat, or the death, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 28th of Safar. Earlier on in this month, we have the wafat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This is commemorated on the 7th of Safar. We also see the birth of Imam Musa Qadhim alayhi salam on the 7th of Safar. The Battle of Siffin was fought today, which is the 2nd of Safar, 37 after Hijrah. And here we see the martyrdom of an awesome companion called Ammar Yasir. Inshallah, we will look at the life of these companions. And on the 12th of Safar, we have the wafat, the death date of Salman al-Farsi, again an awesome companion. And therefore, I'd like to look at the life of these companions in a little bit of detail.